Right, everybody, y'all know what it's time for. If you don't know what it's time for, you better go and get you a serving of this grilled cheese podcast. And finally, I have my lovely co-host back with me in the building, Miss Mentonic. Make some noise for yourself.
Hello, hello, hello.
Yeah, she's been away for a while, but you know what? She's back in this thing. And now, normally, you know how this will go. We'll play something and talk about some things. But you know what? This is going to take a real serious turn for today. So, we aren't going to be playing nothing for right now. And we got some very, very tough subjects to talk about for today. And Miss Mentonic, would you like to start us off with our topic for today?
Yes, absolutely would. Thank you for having me back. It's been a minute, but you know, we were in the works of moving into a new home, and
yeah.
And everybody knows moving can be a biatch.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, slightly. But on this podcast today, we are going to discuss the mass shootings that have occurred in the United States. This is a really, really, really serious topic that we're dealing with that nobody can really figure out how or if we can put an end to this. You know, you have innocent people losing their life.
Yeah, that's really sad.
For what reason?
That's the one question we all want to know.
So, we have done some research, and from the 1920s up to 1990s, there has been a total of 79 mass shootings. 1920s to the 90s.
That is
79 total.
And as time progressed, how far did those numbers go up?
And as time progressed from 2000 to 2009, we had 26 mass shootings. 26. And this is in the United States. 26. And then from 2010 to 2019, there has been 113. So 2010 is going to be our breaking point.
Mm-hmm.
What happened from 2000 to 2009, where there was only 26 mass shootings, from going from 2010 to 2019 and having 113?
That is a very good question, though, because it was already starting off bad to begin with, but then it's like those numbers just progressed as, like, again, as years went on, and people still keep trying to find, you know, what's the main source of this problem. People want to keep blaming every other alternative, but actually looking at the person who started the whole thing. No one told them to go out there and do what they did. That was their own personal choice. So really, the only person you can blame in that situation is yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You can't blame no social media. You can't blame like the internet. You can't blame violent movies or video games. Like, as you say before, like in the earlier years, most of that wasn't even invented yet. And then that was already happening. So you really cannot say that those are the main cause of things today. You can't even blame another person for that, because it was your choice to do what you did.
Right. Right. I absolutely agree. The one thing that really upsets me when these occur is they're so quick to blame mental illness as the number one cause of a shooting.
Right.
Now, I personally know people that deal with mental illness.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't see them going out and buying an AK-47 and loading it up and going into a church or a LGBT club or a restaurant or school or any of these, the movie theater. You don't see mm-hmm. them going in there and just shooting it up.
Right.
So mental illness is not the issue here. It's not. Now, I can understand where they get, you know, this kid's in elementary or this kid's in high school and mm-hmm. he goes in and he shoots a school up. It's not due to mental illness. It's due to that teacher, that parent, that principal, that friend, that mentor to this child did not take the time out to say, "Hey, are you okay? What's going on?" You know?
Mm-hmm.
This the bullying that goes on in our schools is uncalled for.
Yeah.
It is absolutely uncalled for. And teachers, I have a best friend that's a teacher. And I have another best friend she was my teacher, but she's my best friend now. Tammy and Cindy. And you've got to reach out to these kids. This bullying is unacceptable. Mm-hmm. And teachers, let it go on.
It is, like, very weird on how, like, if a school is supposed to focus on the safety of every child there, and if they know about the situation and not doing anything, how exactly are you doing your part by ensuring the safety of that child, knowing that they're, you know, getting hurt by that?
Right.
So, it just really amazes me on how there might be some teachers there that actually do care and some that actually try to resolve the issue, while the rest just sit back and just basically go on day-to-day basis. And when, like, if a shooting does happen at a school, or if that student who is, like, being bullied all those years committed suicide, then now all of a sudden everyone wants to starts taking all these precautionary measures when they should have been doing that to begin with.
Right. Right. So, let's take a break for a minute and come back. Okay?
Okay.
All right. I think it...
But we still on the episode.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
But, right quick to, like, the recent shooting that happened in El Paso, Texas. I just want to, like, fully understand what possessed that one person to just go in there into a mall full of people, kids included, to just do what they did.
Yeah.
And the fact that, you know, even though everybody else was just, you know, running in fear, there was one person who did decide to step up to the plate and, like, try to save as many people as he could. And we have to applaud him for that. And that would be Mr. Glendon Oakley, who decided to risk his own life to mm-hmm. step in, mm-hmm. you know, save as many people as he could. So, right quick, Mr. Oakley, you're just going to give, like, a quick shout out to you right quick for doing what you did, for your bravery for that.
Absolutely.
And, like, no one asked you to do that. You just did that on your own personal part. So we really want to applaud you for that.
Yeah.
Even though you couldn't save everybody, even though, like, you probably wish you did save those who you could save. So that's all that mattered at that point. But as for the rest of them, you know, we are very sorry for all y'all's loss in that whole situation. Mm-hmm. And it's very sad to just see that. I feel like America this week has really been on a roll lately, because it went from this to many other shootings after that.
Yeah
so
exactly,
America itself has just been on a roll with a whole bunch of bullshit this week.
And it's like, where does it end?
Exactly.
Is it ever going to... Because you can't take guns away.
No, because that's going to piss more people off.
You can't take guns away. But why the hell are we selling these big guns that military uses?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, who the hell needs a gun that the military uses? You sure the hell don't need it to go hunting.
Nah.
You know?
But, again, I guess some people, maybe he might have had his own personal agenda with that whole mall in general. I don't know the whole situation. I don't even know his whole backstory on that. Because I've heard many different sides. I've heard, like, he was doing the president a favor by getting rid of some of these people in the mall. And I don't even want to get into all politics and things. That's not really my thing to talk about. Mm-hmm. And honestly, even though I'm still not on this man's side, I wouldn't even, like, blame the president for this. Because, again, the president didn't tell him to go to that mall and take these people out. So, that was your own personal, like, what's the word I'm looking for? That was your own personal, I guess. What?
Choice.
Yeah, that was your own personal choice to do what you did. And the fact that you want to try to, like, get recognition for that was very a dick move in your part. Because the fact that you think you had this much hatred in your heart towards one particular race in general, or other races mm-hmm. in that matter, that you decided to take matters into your own hands, which you really had nothing to do with in the first place, mm-hmm. to just go out and go, like, on a mass killing spree. And honestly, what did you think you was helping in that whole part there?
What did you think you were going to accomplish?
Exactly. You knew you was going to get caught in the process, and you knew the outcome of the whole situation. And yet, I don't think he even has a bit of sympathy for what happens. For what happened that whole time, honestly. I don't think he had one bit of sympathy, honestly. And it really doesn't make sense for, you know, it amazes me how he even got past security in the mall with that much artillery on him. That's what amazes me also. And the fact that I don't even know, like, where he went at in the mall, like, directly to do the shooting at, but somebody had to, like, caught some type of suspicion there. That's my only thing. Like, there's no way everybody can just be minding their own business this hard, not noticing something's not quite right here. Because, like, even with people generally, even though you can be, like, having a normal type of day, you can still catch something by the corner of your eye that don't quite seem right to you.
Mm-hmm.
And either you can take it in your matter and alert someone else to go get help, or you can just go to some people. So, the fact that, you know, no one had some type of, like, suspicious bone in their body about this dude coming in, cameras somehow did not catch this dude, and all that happened just happened.
Yeah, but you think, in moments like this,
mm-hmm.
this isn't going to happen to me.
True.
This isn't going to happen to my kids in school.
Yeah.
This isn't going to happen to us if we go downtown to a restaurant or even when we go filming, that somebody can just walk by and start shooting when we're doing an outside scene.
Yeah.
You can't go Walmart of all places. There's 1,000,010 cameras in Walmart.
Right.
And you're going to bust up in there and just start shooting? Churches. Like, you're not safe anywhere.
Yeah, it's a shame. You can even, that's why some people are afraid to, like, even step foot outside, honestly. And you really can't blame them for that, you know, because their own personal beliefs and what they've seen in the world today, you really can't blame them for not stepping 1 foot outside. But then, like, again, you kind of got to go at your own risk, because you can't stay cooped up inside forever. So
mm-hmm. Whatever
happens will happen. And, like, there's some people who can prevent it, some people who will try to stop it. And really, you just gotta do what you can, honestly.
But that goes, like I said, from 2000 to 2009,
mm.
there were 26 mass shootings in 9 years. 26. And then you go from 2010 to 2019, and there's 113. Hello? Can somebody explain to me where the hell this got out of hand? This chaos is a disaster. Innocent people are losing their lives for what?
For someone else's own personal agenda, I guess. Or sometimes they don't even have a personal agenda, they just do it because they wanted to. And that doesn't even really give them any right either, but the way that people think and the way the world is just very, very sad. And sometimes if people try to change some of this stuff, it still does not work out because a lot of people don't care enough to try to fix the problem, and people want to blame other things for the problem.
Mm-hmm.
So it's funny how everyone wants to play the blame game when the person who started all this doesn't get a finger pointed back at them. And that's very funny to me.
I think our news anchors give them way too much publicity.
Yeah, I will agree with you on that.
Way too much publicity. It goes on and on and on and on. And so the kid that gets bullied at school,
mm-hmm,
is sitting at home thinking, oh, you know what? I want that much attention. I want the world to know who I am. I want to be that popular. And then it happens again and again and again and again, and nobody is doing a damn thing about it. Well, let me tell you something. All you motherfuckers out there that are sitting here saying, oh, it's not the guns, it's not the guns, it's not the guns. Yeah, you're right. It's not the guns. It's the person behind the gun. But let me tell you something. We are selling guns that should not be sold to any American. You should not have guns that belong in the military. The end. But you know what? They'll keep on saying it. It's not this. You know what? If it was your kid in that school that got shot, then what? Or your kids? Then what? What now? Who do you want to blame now? You're right. It's not the gun. But why in the hell are we selling these huge armored guns that hold God knows how many damn bullets in them, that can take out God knows how many people at one shooting? And then what? Oh, it doesn't matter, right? Because it's not your kid. It's not your dad. It's not your mom, your sister, your brother, your family member, your friends. So, who cares, right? Who cares? It's never, ever, ever going to end. We will continue. We will continue day in and day out. To sit here and watch innocent people lose their life.
And like you were saying before, like how they keep getting like more publicity, like even the people who try to like step in, they don't even get the recognition they deserve.
Exactly.
Just like Mr. Oakley. Mr. Oakley is like the one person so far that I've seen that's kind of gotten the same amount of publicity as people who do the shootings get, because he's like the main one that tried to like save as many people as he could other than save himself.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that when other people have like then all these mass shootings, again, they get most just somehow publicity when people who might have tried to like stop the situation or try to find an alternative to stop the situation got no recognition at all. Mm-hmm. And that's really backwards on how that's supposed to be, honestly.
That just goes to show how our society works.
Mm-hmm. And my only question for this is that what is going to be the punishment for this individual exactly? Because so far, with these mass shootings and the person who did it, they don't get that much jail time, apparently. As other people for other numerous crimes get. And that doesn't make sense to me at all because, like, okay, you'll put this person in here for, like, a dime bag of weed and they'll get, like, at least 5 to 10 years. But a person who just did, like, a mass murder and killed dozens of people only gets almost a year in, like, some type of counseling session?
Or they get put in a mental ward.
Right.
Because it goes back to the mental mm-hmm. issue again.
And sometimes, honestly, for those that say that it is kind of a mental thing, for the person who did the shooting saying that it's like a mental issue with them, I think that's like a cover up for them to save their own ass in a way. Mm-hmm. Because, like, okay, so if you were going through this mental problem before, why didn't you bother to talk to anybody? Mm-hmm. That's my only question. Like, or if you were going through this, how did your parents not catch this? Mm-hmm. So, to say that you are, like, you had like a mental illness or whatever, I would look up the definition of that before you just go saying that on national television, trying to get some type of sympathy for you doing a mass murdering.
Well, how many times has the president said it's because of mental illness? It's mental illness. It's mental illness. Over and over and over and over and over again. Stop blaming mental illness. The only reason you blame mental illness is because you don't have the answer for once. You don't. Nobody does. Nobody does.
Nah.
Nobody has the answer. So the shootings are going to continue and continue and continue. 22 mass shootings in 2017. 22. We only have 12 months in a year. Figure it out. This is ridiculous. This is ridiculous.
My other question to that is, like, how much hatred do you have to have in your whole heart to just do that to a group of individuals you don't even know, in that matter? That's my whole question for that. Like, how do you just get the, like, audacity or the courage to just go and just decide, you know what? I just wanted to go kill a bunch of people today for no reason at all. And then just do that.
Well, like I said, it's our news stations give these shooters so much publicity that one person is sitting on the couch thinking, oh, wait, you know, I want to be known.
Yeah, and then, like, right after that, there was another shooting that happened, and this was right in broad daylight, in traffic. That's my biggest thing here. How do you just do this on the road out of nowhere? Said there is a on-the-run shooter here.
Yeah.
And after killing two people on a Houston freeway during rush hour. So that is to let you know, mass shootings don't even have to happen inside of a building.
Right,
they just
right.
happen anywhere else in general. Mm-hmm. And, like, it's really interesting to me how people's minds work in a way. But it also amazes me on how the punishment for them is not at all appropriate for their behavior.
I think we need to bring back an eye for an eye.
I'm kind of new to that, so explain what that is.
Bring it back. You know, you kill somebody, you should be killed.
Oh, yeah.
You know, bring back the hanging. Bring back death penalties to every single state in America. And don't wait 12 years before they sit in a chair and get electrocuted or before they get the lethal injection. You know, they get the death penalty and then they sit in jail, and taxpayers, guess what? Well, they have a roof over their head. They have food. You know, they watch TV. They have a bed to sleep on, a shower to shower. Something's not right here, people. Something's not right.
Nah, it ain't right at all. And sadly, like, from one of the people in the El Paso shootings was a teenager. And said he was 15 years old.
Mm-hmm.
15 and was at the wrong place at the wrong time. They said that this man he would have been going into his sophomore year in high school. So the fact that a person this young just got their life taken right before them,
mm-hmm,
for an act that was just not even reasonable,
mm-hmm,
is really, really devastating, because it's just the fact that this person is not even going to go on and continue to possibly do great things in his life,
mm-hmm,
or other people in that matter that was involved in that shooting. They will not get the opportunity to continue on and do greatness for themselves or try to change the world in their own way.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, even though this dude was 15, this probably would have been something he would have done later on in life that would have been, like, reasonable or helpful in the world. But now, we will never know, because he was taken too soon over someone else's actions.
Mm-hmm.
And, honestly, I'm trying not to get too mad thinking about this, because it can happen to anybody, but you don't want it to happen to anybody. It's just, it's just seeing that the fact that this dude was just nothing but 15 and just got taken like that. That's just a hard pill to swallow to me, honestly.
15.
Mr. Javier Amir Rodriguez.
Javier.
I'm sorry. Javier Amir Rodriguez.
And for what? You know, mm-hmm, for what? And that, and I'm going to ask that. For why? Why hasn't there been a stop put to this?
Probably because some people really don't want to pay too much attention to it. And that's very sad in their own way. But they'll focus their attention on other type of things that really shouldn't even matter at this point. Like certain type of politics or whatever else is going on in the world. They'll focus on that days in. But will not try to find a solution or try to do something to help those who were, you know, those families who were lost. Those families who lost somebody in that process. So try to help them out.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, America is a fucked up place. I'm not even going for it. Because with all this going on and people still are not really caring, it's very, very stupid.
No, people don't. You know, we go about living our lives every day because what? That's not going to happen to me. Mm-hmm. That's not going to happen to my kids. That's not going to happen to my family members. That's not going to happen to anyone I know.
Yeah.
And people aren't going to take a stand for it until it happens to somebody they know or to a loved one.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It's like, where do we go from here? You know, what do we do?
Like, some people want to keep also blaming race as being a big issue in this.
And
you might have a point with that. And then again, you might be far off, because there's another story that happened of a individual by the name of Julius Sampson Jr. who was murdered because he was black, apparently. Thing is, he wasn't shot by no officer, then he was just shot by what they call white supremacists, mm-hmm. and they shot him at a parking lot in a restaurant. And they were just yelling these racial slurs at him and stuff. And the fact that this man had a whole family to go back home to, now he cannot go home to him. So, again, mass shootings can happen anywhere at any time. The thing is, it don't even have to be one person doing it. It was a whole group of people who shot one individual. Mm-hmm. Why? For, again, a stupid reason. And, sadly, we will hope that his family is being taken care of at this point. So, prayers to all those whose lives were lost in any shooting this past week. Because it just seemed like we haven't even made it to the near the end of the year yet. Mm-hmm. And everybody wants to wild out right now.
There's been 11 so far in 2019. Not counting the ones just here in the recent. You know, there was 5 in 2010. There was 5 in 2011. There were 12 in 2012. There were 7 in 13 and 14. There were 10 in 2015. 14 in 2016. 22 in 2017. 20 in 2018. And so far there's been 11 in 2019. So again, from 2010 to 2019, it's been 113 mass shootings.
And what's interesting, like, you don't really hear too many other countries having this problem. Not too many, really. Because I guess it seems like other countries have more common sense than America. Because, again, you don't see nobody in, like, China nor Africa doing mass shootings. Well, that I know of or heard about. But it's amazing how other countries, other than America, don't even go through these type of disasters. Well, they go through different type of disasters, but like not where like one person just killed a whole group of people for no reason type thing. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I don't blame people for wanting to leave America and go on somewhere else. Because at this point, I don't even know if I want to stay in this bitch even longer. This is going to keep happening, and no one's trying to find an actual solution to it.
There will never be a solution to this.
Apparently their only solution is lying to the media saying that it was a mental illness they had.
Right.
And they're kind of like taking that away from people who actually have a mental illness.
Right.
So you kind of getting pity for what someone else might actually have is very selfish on your part. Mm-hmm. So, that being said, again, right quick, let's just have like a very quick moment of silence for everybody who lost their lives this week in like El Paso, anywhere else in the U.S. that has been involved in any mass shootings. Let's just take a minute and have like a moment of silence for them right now.
Yes.
There was a secret chord that David played in
Yeah. So, again, prayers for all the families out there that have experienced this loss. And again, very big shout out to Mr. Glendon Oakley for doing your very, very brave act of courageousness to try and save as many people as you could, even though you wish you had saved all of them. You still played your part in trying to do something. And as for the rest of America, I do not know what else to say about you at this point.
The on August 4th of 2019 in Dayton, Ohio, there were 10 people that died and 27 that were injured outside of a bar. And of course, the shooter slash perpetrator was killed by the police. Okay, that was August 4th.
Mm-hmm.
August 3rd was the El Paso, Texas shooting, where 22 people were killed. 22. And 24 were injured. At Walmart. Of all places, Walmart. July 28th of 2019 in Gilroy, California. Three people, including a 6-year-old boy attending a garlic festival. A festival. Died. And 15 were injured. 6 years old. I mean, of course, the shooter killed himself.
Because he didn't want to own up to his own actions.
May 31st in Virginia Beach. This year, a gunman killed 12 people and injured 5 others at a municipal building. And guess what? He died at the scene.
By an officer, or he killed himself?
It just says the gunman died at the scene. I'm sure the officers shot him. Highlands Ranch, Colorado, May 7th of 2019. STEM school Highlands Ranch shooting. A school. Two shooters targeted separate locations and killed one student and injured more before being arrested. So this one got arrested. A student. It's in a school. You're supposed to feel safe. Your kids are supposed to feel safe.
You got all this security at school and people still manage to sneak a gun past them.
Right. April 30th, Charlotte, North Carolina, a UNCC shooting. 6 people were shot, 2 fatally. On the last day of classes at the University of North Carolina of Charlotte. The student gunman was taken into custody after he ran out of ammunition. So now that he ran out of ammunition, they have him in custody? Why is he still alive is the question.
Yeah.
April 27th in Poway, California. 1 dead, 3 wounded. I mean, that's 51 people that have died from August 4th, from April 27th, 2019 to August 4th. 51 people. If you go on, February 15th in Aurora, Illinois, a 45-year-old man opened fire at a Henry Pratt Company plant, killing 5 and injured 6. Oh, guess what? Now we're up to 56 people that have died just this year from a mass shooting. January 28th in Houston, Texas, 2 people were killed. 4 police officers were injured. Here we go. We're up to 58 people. In Livingston Parish, Louisiana, a 21-year-old man killed 5 people, including his parents, in 2 parishes in Louisiana. He killed his parents. Now we're up to 63 people. January 23rd in Sebring, Florida. 5 people were killed in a hostage incident at a bank in a shooting. 5 people killed. That's 68 people. 68 people have died this year due to mass shooting.
My question is, how many people actually gave a fuck to try to do anything?
I don't know. I don't know. The society we live in today is beyond me. It really is.
America, we got to do better. We got to do better.
It'll never change. Because if you make it harder for someone to get a gun, well, guess what? They're just going to go to the streets and get it.
Yep, people have their ways of doing what they want to do. People have their ways and still rarely get caught, or if they do get caught, don't really, they still end up kind of walking away from it. This is America, folks. And we all know we can't really count on the president to do anything. Any president that has been in office, you really can't count on them for doing much, because there's only so much that they can do. So, all they can do is show their face, give their condolences, and go on about their business. Again, there's not really too much they can do at that time. Even though we wish they could do a lot more. But some people, you just... I can't even get my thoughts right on this whole situation here. But
the news stations have got to stop giving these people, these shooters, so much publicity. They have to stop giving them publicity. The presidents have to stop blaming it on mental illness, because that's just ridiculous. You know? Now, I'm not saying none of these people have not had mental illness, but come on.
So apparently everyone that does a mass shooting has a mental illness, right? All of a sudden?
Right. And then, you know, of course, they'll send them to a therapist, and you know, the government will make their whatever they have to do. You can shut those blinds. In order to, you know, give the country what they want to hear. You know, of course they're going to tell us what we want to hear. Mm-hmm. Oh, this kid was dealing with mental illness for 9 years or 3 years, and his parents didn't love him, and this and that. And well, he went to school.
Yeah.
The teacher saw him. The principal saw him. He was getting bullied. You mean to tell me he got bullied every day where nobody saw it? Bullshit. Bullshit. And these teachers that think, oh, that's funny, you know, I want to be the cool teacher, blah, blah, blah. Well, you know what? It's teachers like you that do not deserve to teach. You do not deserve to take these kids in your own hands and teach. We're supposed to send our kids to school where it's safe, where these adults are looking out for them.
And it amazes me, like, even with some schools that have like metal detectors and stuff, somehow a gun or any kind of weapon easily gets past that. Or even security guards right there. I know some security guards don't check all students, but still, they'll search some randomly and find something that's not really, you know, a big deal or an issue versus a whole entire weapon of mass destruction they have on them. So, I don't really know what else the school itself can do other than just, I don't even know what it can do at this point. Because,
I mean, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I don't really know what they can do at this point, because at this, just with all this happening, they've had time to do something, and still nothing has been done.
Right. Can we take a break and come back, or do you want to keep on going? And I'm gonna.
Yeah, I'm gonna keep going for a minute. With all that's been happening in the world today, not even just this year, but all that's happened in general, it amazes me how some people can just do certain acts and get, like, really serious violent acts and get penalized very small for it, versus people who do very minimum type behavior and get punished very harshly for it. Like, so you mean to tell me I can go to jail for just having like a few ounces of weed on me or whatever, or any kind of other drug? I mean, I'm not, okay, drugs are bad in general, but still, the penalty for that versus people who do like mass murder shootings or other type of violent acts does not really seem to add up in general to me. Because, all right, this person has gotten 20 years for possession of this versus a person who did a mass shooting gets like 1 to 2 years or shit, even a couple months. A couple of months even. And they get off like a slap on the wrist and try to get, they call, the help they need. So, with that being said, y'all, we just gotta pray for America right now, because we can't seem to get our heads on straight at this point. And we really need to do better at this time right now, because if people keep wanting us to come together and we ain't coming together, people keep wanting to find solutions. We're not helping them find solutions. If you can't do that, just do what you can yourself to try to make a difference either in someone else's life that might be going through that, or at least just try to like get some type of shit, I'm sorry, I can't think, but what's the word I'm looking for? Some type of I can't think of the word right now, but some type of help to help other people. Because if people keep having like these little mental awareness groups and all, some people who don't even have mental illnesses, they attend these groups, I guess, to get a feel of what, you know, these people actually go through and try to use that as an excuse to after they do a violent act like this. And it really does not make any sense, but it's a lot, people. It's a lot. And if you can't do like a lot, just do what you can, honestly. Like people say, every little bit helps. So the little gesture you do to try to like help any type of individual that's going through this, that who actually has a mental illness, or try to do something about the mass shootings, applaud to you, because you're actually trying to do something to fix a very, very difficult issue. And that's why, like, on sometimes where with this podcast, we don't always have to be, you know, funny all the time. There are some times where, you know, we can get down to the nitty gritty on some topic like this that are very hard to talk about, but then, you know, it has to be addressed at some point in time. So that's why, again, even when you're just doing a podcast, you're still getting your voice heard on this type of issue. So if you got your own way of putting your voice out there to the world, then try to help do that your own way. And y'all, well, it ain't gonna fix much, but it's a start. It ain't gonna fix much, but it's a start somewhere. Mm-hmm. But so again, that's why, you know, when I have people on this podcast, you know, that's why I always give them free talk, because it might be something that they've been holding in for a while that's been going on this week, and they wanted to go ahead and get that issue addressed, or, you know, try to make people more aware of that. So that's why I always like to give my guests free talk in any episode, so that way the whole episode itself doesn't always have to be funny. It can be also inspirational and really serious. And speaking of free talk, since Miss Mentonic hadn't been with us for the past three episodes, I'm going to give you the floor right now to like promote any kind of positivity you want to leave the audience with today.
Well, you know, it's just when you walk out of your home or and you go to work or school or church, or you're going out to party with friends and celebrate a birthday, or you're going to Walmart to go shopping, or just remember that there is always, always a chance that this can happen to you, or this can happen to your family or your friends. Because it's real. It's very much real. And I don't know if we'll ever be able to put an end to this. Because like I said, you can't take guns away. And they'll always find it. They'll always find a way to get it. You know, parents, keep your guns locked up and your bullets in a safe if you have to. You know, it's just, there's too many innocent people losing their lives. And as Americans, we're not doing anything about it. Why? I don't know. I have no idea. But just remember to always smile. Wherever you are, just smile. Because you never know whose day you can change with a smile.
That's always a good note to end off with right there. And again, some of y'all listen to this. Again, y'all can tell by like the certain tones in our voices that this is a very hard subject to touch on here. And it's hard for anybody to talk about. So, but we went ahead and did it because with this podcast, again, with the Good Truth Podcast, it can be about any and everything. So, anything we might feel that needs to be addressed or talked about for a minute, we're going to talk about it. And some of y'all who listen to the podcast, y'all can do y'all part too and let us know, you know, what would y'all like us to talk about in general, like, or what type of issue you would like us to address. If it's a politic issue, honestly, I do not want to be involved with that because my views are not going to match everyone else's. So mm-hmm. I don't even want to lose people I ain't even have yet. So with that being said, a very, very special shout out to my co-host for coming back on doing this thing with us today.
Yes, Ms. Mentonic. Yes.
And hopefully, y'all, we hope to see you again on the next episode. Hopefully, we're going to try to bring a little bit of light back to it, you know, because this episode might have been a hard pill for people to swallow here. But you know what? We done got through it together. We got through it together. And y'all already know how to follow me on my platforms. Follow me on Instagram at Another Black Comedian and Miss Mentonic. I don't know if you want them to follow you or not, but
I don't really have anything for them to follow me. I mean, I'm that private, I guess.
Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with being private. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that at all. So, until the next time, I hope y'all enjoyed y'all little bittersweet serving of this podcast today. And until the next time, we hope y'all be fully refreshed with y'all next grilled cheese serving.